Ontario's Ombudsman Andre Marin issued a report last week pleading with the Ontario government to do more to protect children being cared for in unlicensed daycare settings. Now, the provincial government has its own remedy. It is Bill 10 working its way through the legislature now. But will that new legislation be the fix that parents are looking for? We're joined by Andrea Hannon, Operations Manager at the Association of Daycare Operators of Ontario. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
First of all, what did you think about what the Ombudsman had to say?
Well, certainly we would agree with many of the recommendations in the Ombudsman's report. It's every action that we can take to prevent a tragedy, such as a child being injured or lost or killed in an informal care situation, needs to be addressed, of course. So we agree with much of what he had to say. Our question, though, is whether or not Bill 10 is going to be the appropriate remedy.
And what do you think?
Well, it seems like a lot of Bill 10 is aimed at licensed child care programs rather than the unlicensed informal care sector where the problems have occurred. So, you know, our members are licensed child care centers or licensed child care agencies. And a lot of what's in Bill 10 is aimed at the sector that's already quite well regulated. So we question whether or not that's the appropriate action.
What are some of the aspects of Bill 10 that you think would be counterproductive?
Well, there are two main points in Bill 10 that are problematic. One of them is a schedule of administrative fines and penalties for violation licensed child care programs for what are essentially administrative violations of the proposed act. So we won't know what that schedule of fines and penalties will be until the act is passed. But we know that those fines and penalties could be up to $100,000, and the only right of appeal an owner-operator would have is to speak with another Ministry of Education employee about it.
What else has you troubled?
There's also an element to this act of the municipal children's services managers or municipalities are very involved in the administration of fee subsidy and so forth, and that's as it stands today. But under Bill 10, they would also be involved in making recommendations regarding child care licensing. So a new operator would apply to the province to have a new child care center open and could meet all of the provincial requirements for licensing, but then a municipality could recommend to the province that that center not be licensed. And that's, you know, do we really want a municipal government being able to veto whether or not a new center opens, particularly when a lot of the municipal governments in Ontario own and operate their own licensed child care centers? It seems like a conflict of interest.
Part of the issue and the reason that the Ombudsman investigated this issue is because very clearly you had unlicensed child care centers that were, quite frankly, ill-equipped to deal with the number of children in their care.
Absolutely.
Would Bill 10 address that? Would those, I'll use the word rogue operators, be still operating?
It's really, it's hard to say if it will actually address the problem. I guess the bigger concern from our perspective is if you make it harder for licensed child care centers to stay in business by levying large fines or penalties, so some of those centers will probably close, and you make it harder for new licensed child care centers to open, then what's left for parents? It pushes more parents into the unlicensed child care sector, and that's where their children are most at risk. And realistically, I'm not sure that, you know, any piece of legislation, is going to be enough to have ministry, like, is there going to be enough muscle behind that legislation and enough inspectors on the street to stop every unlicensed child care center from doing, well, they're not even licensed child care, they're not even centers, most of them are in homes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just the legislation, it's also, you know, how is that enforced? And if you're pushing more and more people into the unlicensed sector, that sector might actually grow. That's a little bit scary, because that's where it's the least regulated and the least likely to be enforced.
Let me ask you one final question, ma'am, if I could.
Sure.
Parents are obviously pleading for more access to safe, affordable child care spaces.
Correct.
Will this achieve that? Would this bill achieve that?
I don't believe so at all. You know, I think most licensed child care centers recognize that this bill is going to pose a challenge because, you know, most of them operate on very tight budgets. They don't want to raise the fees families pay. A lot of them are struggling to adjust to the government's full-day kindergarten program that's forced them to downsize or convert their centers to serve younger children. So even a small fine for an administrative infraction of the act could put a licensed child care center out of business. So, you know, the more we put licensed child care centers out of business and the more people are forced to reliance on the unlicensed sector, that's where children are at most risk.
Thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much.
That is Andrea Hannon, Operations Manager at the Association of Daycare Operators of Ontario. We reached her today in St. Catharines.